this damn day won't end. And another one bites the dust. Shout out Mark Stoops, the longest tenured coach in the SEC. Back to the coal mine, Shades, is Mark Stoops. Breaking news.
Another one. It's like those old commercials you remember, like, and then there's more, you know?
Hey, how about this, Shane?
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin to Kentucky. No, I'm just kidding.
No. It sucks. It sucks because you had a moment. You had an opportunity to get Florida's coach, you know? But
yeah,
we kind of shit the bed there. But I mean, it's time, right? I just find it funny how the internet kind of ran with this. And then, you know, 2 hours later, they're like, oh, yeah. It's like Barnhart finally read his feed. And he's like, oh, maybe I should get rid of this guy.
Well, as tradition, Shane, this is not necessarily a celebratory drink. But he is the longest tenured coach in the SEC. And he makes a damn fine bourbon. Yeah. So I'm going to cheers it up to old Mark Stoops for the memory, Shane, winning his coach in Kentucky history. We wish him well. And, you know, he's probably going to have a couple cold ones tonight.
Yeah.
As he cashes in that $30-something million.
Yeah. Which one is his? I can't remember which bourbon is his. That's probably the one I should have took a sip of.
But it's really good. I'll get you a bottle there.
Yeah.
You can put it on your display there to always remember him. You know what?
Oh, yeah. This is for you, coach. Good run.
They really did it.
They really did.
So now we got to fire up. You know, we just had all these coaches hired.
Yeah.
Now we're back to an opening, and shout out Daryl. This is a popular candidate, Shane. I think he may be the hire. Oregon offensive coordinator Will Stein. So our friends over at Kentucky Sports Radio, they're very high on Will Stein to be the next Kentucky coach. Does that excite you?
Nah, I got to Google him. Anybody got to Google, you know?
He's an up-and-comer. You know, yeah. Oregon's been pretty good the last couple of years. And shout out to our buddy Adam Luckett. I was listening to they had a live show.
Yeah.
And they were discussing all this, and basically he said, you know, this is reality. This is not probably where Kentucky wants to be.
Right.
But just think back. A couple of years ago, if Stoops takes the A&M job.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, but you may have forgotten. Do you know who was going to be the Kentucky coach if Stoops left for A&M?
Sumrall.
Right. You nailed it. So, but now his stock continues to rise. Now he's the Florida coach, right? Yeah. So Kentucky is in this position, like it or not, where you maybe have to take a gamble on a Will Stein.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, he's going to be the next Auburn coach or Florida coach. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kentucky's got to be in early, basically. And if he sucks, well, we'll just get you another one in 2 to 3 years. You know what I mean? But yeah, Kentucky's got to take some swings here. So, again, I'm not saying that's a guy. Shout out to Flying Hawaiian. Tim Banks gone yet? Maybe Tim Banks could be the next Kentucky coach. Solve all your problems. You know what?
Yeah. No, I do think that you're right. I mean, obviously, I'm kind of surprised because of the buyout situation. I did not expect Kentucky to do this, but I really am glad they did. Most Tennessee fans are saying, hey, just wait. He was due.
He owned Florida. That's got to be worth something.
But I do think an up-and-comer is where we're going to have to go here, mainly because of money. But sometimes it hits, man, you know? And if it hits, then who knows? Kentucky, I mean, what do they got to lose right now, you know?
Oh, you know another popular name?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be in on this, Shane, but I would be all in. Although I'm not a huge fan of the retreads.
Yeah.
But you know how I feel about old Dan Mullen.
I saw him out there.
What about Dan Mullen to Kentucky?
You talking about 10-2 Dan Mullen? 10-2, raising hell because he's not in the title game, Dan Mullen? The only one? I would absolutely love it. I don't know if he would do – would you think he would do that? Do you think he would leave UNLV for Kentucky?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Kentucky, again, I don't know if they want to do like the retread thing, you know?
Yeah.
But he's a hell of a coach. Not maybe not a great recruiter, but that's less important as ever.
Yeah.
You know, with NIL, great quarterback developer, can identify talent.
Yes.
He's got UNLV winning. He had Florida. I mean, I don't think they're sorry they let him go, but they kind of are, because Billy Napier was a significant downgrade in the coaching department. So I don't know. He's been the best Florida coach here recently, wouldn't you say?
Exciting press conference. Could you imagine Nick Roush asking him questions?
Yeah, I mean, so they'll be candidates, right?
Yeah.
But that's where Kentucky's at. You're going to get a rising coordinator, mm-hmm. or you're going to get a guy that's maybe been fired before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want door number one, you want door number two. I don't know. And we'll see if they can keep Cutter, but
I like Dan. The more I think about it, I think that would be a great one. Somebody that could develop a quarterback, you know, I figure if Cutter could stay, I mean, imagine what Dan would be able to do with him, you know? So, I definitely dig that hire. It's the recruiting side that you're going to have to, does what's his name come back from Louisville?
Or, hey, how about this, wild card here? Shout out, here's probably some breaking news. Kentucky reporter Justin Rowland of KSR says Mullen BK on a live stream. How about Brian Kelly?
Ooh, I think Kelly's done.
Yeah.
Kelly's embarrassed. He's going to get out of here. He's not going to hang out in the SEC for a while. So,
see, that's the opposite of Dan Mullen. To me, Dan Mullen is like, I think he'd be eager to prove himself. He has proven himself in this conference. Brian Kelly, you gave him one of the crown jewels of the conference, and he kind of like went off a damn road and got lazy.
Yeah, imagine if you gave Stoops A&M, I mean, what would have happened, you know? So, hey, I do think that this is, for the way the season has ended for Kentucky, this is exactly what they need. I know it's a lot of money and it's a lot of stuff to deal with, but it's time. It's no need in dragging this out for any longer. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, is this true? I don't even remember this. I'll have to dig this up and see. Shane's bold, I think, preseason take, no coaches getting fired. You Damn remember it. Saying that?
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, given my record, my history, odds are we have more coaches that got fired than that kept their job, it seems like. So, and we're not done yet. You know, I keep hearing a couple other names floating around.
Ooh, are you concerned Heupel could be next?
Not fired, but like, leave. Yeah, I do worry, because that would be the most Tennessee thing ever. Exactly. When all the dust settles and all the coaches are hired except one, that's when ours leaves, you know, like Nico of coaches.
Isn't it wild how this all works, Shane, where I think after the Texas game, if you recall, they ran up the gut two plays in a row in overtime, got stuffed, lost the damn game.
Yeah.
Tennessee was embarrassing. God, South Carolina was really embarrassing. And then you beat Hugh Freeze.
Mm-hmm. Get him fired.
That was so impressive. They turned around and fired Hugh Freeze immediately. But then you take Florida behind the woodshed. And remember, we hyped up Tennessee Tech. Undefeated Tennessee Tech. This is a test right here. They whoop their ass, too. We're like, baby.
They're back.
Yahtzee. Remember that? Mark Stoops, he's all fired up. And then, oh, my Lord, two blowouts in a row. His ass got to go. I mean, that's how it works in this conference. You know what?
That's what his career has been, right? We think we're there. You know, we get to a 10-win season. We feel like, hey, Kentucky is back. And the last thing they want to do is lose that, because they lost that with basketball for a little bit, you know. Now they don't want to. They enjoyed a little bit of that sweetness, and they like to get back. At least, I mean, it's the non-competitive games that drive me nuts. When we're watching everyone across, I mean, I'm watching Mississippi State playing competitive games. I'm seeing Arkansas, a 10-loss Arkansas, play competitive games, and it's like Kentucky's getting their ass whacked. So, yeah, I definitely feel like some new blood is definitely what the Big Blue Nation needed.
Hey, how about we give our friends over at Kentucky Sports Radio another plug real quick, Shane?
Yeah, yeah.
So they got a hot board. Uh-huh. I'm going to run down these. Let me go through the whole list,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me best fit for Kentucky, all right?
Okay.
Neil Brown, he used to coach West Virginia, Troy. Right now he's at Texas as an assistant.
Yeah.
Bob Chesney, you're like, who?
Kenny's brother. Or Mark, is it the older one?
James Madison head coach, and again, you might say, yeah. Huh? But he's 20-5 there, so that's... And they're saying he might be the next Penn State coach. Sonny Dykes, TCU coach. Remember, they went to the championship at 1 year.
Yeah.
Lost by 1,000 to Georgia. P.J. Fleck, Minnesota coach. Ryan Grubb, Alabama offensive coordinator. I like that.
I like that.
Brian Hartline, Ohio State offensive coordinator, receiver coach.
I like it.
Colin Klein, A&M offensive coordinator. Dan Mullen, oh, baby. Gerald Parker, who the hell is that? Notre Dame offensive coordinator, I guess?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Tommy Reese, remember he was at Alabama?
Yeah.
He did so well, he got saved and basically retired. Glenn Schumann, Georgia defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And Will Stein, we talked about him, Oregon offensive coordinator. And Kane Womack, Alabama defensive course. We got the whole staff at Alabama up here. Which one is the best fit for Kentucky?
Which one is the best fit? I don't care. It's not the best fit, but I like Grubb. I feel like we got to overcorrect, and that's usually what we do, right? We have a decent – I mean, we've had good defenses, great defenses at time at Kentucky, but we've had no offensive production. So, me, I want offense. I want somebody to come in there and put some points on. I feel like Grubb would be a good candidate for that.
The Stadler. This is just such a comment. We had to read it, Shane. Kentucky, yeah. Late to the party. And they'll get a better coach in Arkansas still. That's just mean.
Yeah, Arkansas really pulled the trigger. Hunter's like, we got to hire. He did classic Tennessee, jumped on a jet and found somebody, didn't he?
Mizzou fan says, hypeable to Penn State, Dan Mullen to Kentucky.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I think Heupel's good. I think I stop at negativity. Butch Jones, I'm seeing him in the comments. No, I feel like offense. That's what you want, right? I do. Hell, I wouldn't even. I probably shouldn't have said that. I was thinking about Bobby P. You know, say what you want. The man could do some damn offense.
Right.
He's out of a job. Would you be opposed to that?
Bobby Petrino as head coach?
Yeah.
I would very much be opposed to that.
Why, man?
Offensive coordinator, I'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, but he didn't have any defense, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, if he could find him a young defensive coordinator that can recruit or potentially keep the same one that's there, that would be pretty good shape. So, but you can't argue with Bobby Petrino's offensive production.
No, you certainly can't.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's, I just...
It's probably a dumb one. I know it's not on any board, and I just put it there. You know,
we just compared Cousin Kentucky Sports Radio Board.
Yeah,
let's compare it to Cousin Shane. Yeah.
What's Gundy doing these days?
Yeah, how about Coach O? You know, can we get his ass up there?
Bring him up. Bring him up. Now, I Heartline's an interesting one. Ohio State. That's a name I keep seeing popping up every now and then.
Yeah, big-time recruiter.
Yeah.
Again, you got to wonder how much is that Ohio State, how much is it that guy, though. You know what I mean? So, you know, this is going to be pretty fascinating to see. Liquid's saying, is it official? I'm not seeing it official from Kentucky, but Chris Lowe, Pete Dankos, Kentucky Sports Radio, Football Scoop, all of them, the ESPN guy, Thamel.
Yeah.
All of them are reporting it. So I can't recall all these people being wrong before at the same time. You know what?
No. I mean, Barnhart's not even up right now. You know?
He's going to wake up in the morning and find out the coach is fired, huh?
Yeah, he's going to get up 5 o'clock, eat breakfast, and found out somebody got in his email and sent it out. So, no, it's again, brother, it's in this day and age, in 2025, we're watching Vanderbilt win 10 games. You know what I'm saying? We're watching some of these teams that historically have never been competitive, be competitive, but Kentucky for some reason is not. Arkansas for some reason is not. You're starting to see even Mississippi State get a little bit better. But this is that parity, and we want parity in this league, and Kentucky hasn't been able to keep up. And for me, Mike, it's what is it next year? Is it, we're going to get the same results. Mark Stoops is one of the longest tenured coaches in the SEC. So there's a track record here. We know exactly kind of what we're dealing with. And if I'm not going to see improvement, then it's time to rip the Band-Aid.
All right. Hey, how about this? So
yeah,
this is not a name on the hot list.
Yeah.
But what does Kentucky need, Shane? They need some excitement, right? They need some buzz.
Yeah.
You know, there are programs, and I don't mean to compare Kentucky to Colorado because that's
– Yeah.
Kentucky ain't that bad off. You know, Colorado was literally the worst. Mm-hmm. And you can make fun of, you know, Dion and all that, but it got them in the conversation.
Yeah.
It got them a Heisman Trophy. How about – no one's saying it, but I'll go out there and say it, Shane.
Please do it.
John Gruden. To Kentucky. I mean, if you want to talk about excitement and bringing, you know, attention, I'm not saying that that's necessarily everything, but that's something. That's something that they don't have right now in Kentucky. Yeah.
You got to create some momentum, right? You know, you can bring in, like you said, some of these up-and-comers, but when they're sitting in the living room with other guys like, you know, Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian. It's like, what's going to move the needle that Kentucky can do? You know what I'm saying?
Did you think I was going to say Dion?
You put Chucky in there, man. We got ourselves a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely. I mean, come on. What do you got to lose? He's doing Barstool and barbecue deals in Sevier County. It's like, the man's got some time. He's ready. He's ready. He's got the itch. Let's put him back in.
And not only that, Shane, you got to, again, maybe this is not fair, but you're paying all this giant buyout to Stoops.
Yeah.
You probably can't be spending a fortune to go get a coach.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you go cheap just to be cheap, but, you know, you get a guy that's desperate, that's hungry to prove himself.
Yeah.
And then you put most of that money in the roster and the coaching staff. I think I just fixed Kentucky football. Go get you John Gruden. Come on.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. And listen, the jobs are closing, right? That was always the rumor. What about John Gruden to Arkansas? Nah. We're going to get this shitty Memphis coach, you know? What about John Gruden to this team? You know, it's like he's not getting these opportunities. I don't even know if he's getting the looks. But you got a team like Kentucky, it's like, come on, man. What we got to lose here? Let's be exciting. Let's make this thing fun.
Hey, Bird Brain says, Gruden not stepping down from his Sports Clips commercials.
I did see a comparison to Belichick 2.0, and I don't think that's the case, man. Belichick, I mean, he's 95 years old. His ass ain't leaving the house, you know. But I do think that Gruden he has a little something to prove. He's still got a little gas in the tank. He's got a ton of energy. I think he would absolutely kill it on the recruiting trail. And more importantly, in that coaching room. Because there's a lot of coaches that want to be around him, you know?
And hopefully, I don't know, I think he does have a son, I'm not sure, but that's a failing of Belichick there. You know, he's got all his kids running the program.
Yeah, he's a little shady too, you know?
Let's not have if John Gruden does have any family member.
Well, he's got that big one.
Right, that's what I was thinking. He could be strength coach. It's hard to screw that up. But I'm talking about offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. You can't be related to John Gruden. That should be in the contract.
Yeah, Juice Gruden, they call him. Ooh, yeah.
What about, we forgetting all about this? Jimbo?
He's back. He said it. He said it on national TV. I know people weren't watching because it's ACC. But he said he's got the itch. He wants back.
I mean, you could do worse than Jimbo. You couldn't do much worse, but you could do worse than Jimbo.
Wouldn't that be something? He was supposed to replace Jimbo, and Jimbo replaces him.
Man, the story writes itself, doesn't it?
Oh, I love it, man. Nick Roush, there you go. Write that article.
All right, hey, anything else to close the wildest coaching day in history? We had Arkansas hire a coach, Auburn, Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, now Kentucky fires a coach. Buddy,
the wife's mad at me. She said right before we got on, right before all this happened, she says, "Are you put? Stay put." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm in my spot." she wanted to mop something, you know? And I had to sneak down the hall. She goes, I thought you were staying put. I was like, I'm sorry, another coach got fired.
Well, hopefully this will be the last one for tonight. You know
what? Yeah,
I'll be in my pajamas over here. Yeah. You know, so I was ready for bed myself.
Ooh, hell yeah. Well, you never know. And if something crazy does happen, we'll be sure to jump on. So, Kentucky, hey. We got a coach search. Ain't that something? So let's do it, baby.
Absolutely. They'll figure that out as soon as basketball's over. You know what?
Yeah, so they'll get the memo at some point.
All right, that's going to do it for this little emergency podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.